You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM News Election Coverage 2020. Housing.
The Residential Tenancies Amendment Bill passed under urgency recently. It introduces the most sweeping changes to tenancy law in the last 30 years. The amendment makes changes to security and safety for renters. It removes no-cause evictions. It limits rent increases to once yearly, and it allows for minor changes like wall fittings and baby proofing, among lots of other things. The National Party have fiercely opposed this bill, so whether or not it remains is contingent on who forms the next government, which I think means that it is a very important election issue. I spoke to Ben Schmidt, coordinator for the Manawatu Tenants Union, about this to get his perspective. I started by asking what he thought of the amendment.
Well, it's great to finally see it get into Parliament, long overdue. I mean, it's some of the biggest changes we've seen to tenants' rights since 1986. Definitely a really positive step forwards, but at the same way, there's still a lot to be done for tenants. Nothing is being done to limit how much landlords can put the rent up by, while at the same time, in the last week, I've already spoken to a couple of tenants facing rent increases of $100, and this bill does, frankly, nothing for them. Some of the other issues, like regulating property managers, getting a rental warrant of fitness in place, still need to be addressed. So it is good, and it is a really great step towards housing being a human right, rather than giving landlords all power and control over tenants to terminate a tenancy without giving any reason. Now we're introducing that idea that actually there needs to be a reason. But the next step forwards from that is still getting the balance right and making sure that tenants are guaranteed a safe and stable roof over their head and that they can afford the rent. It's not putting them into hardship.
What were the positives with the bill, specifically around security and safety?
Oh, a lot of positives with the bill. So getting rid of a landlord's ability to terminate a tenancy on 90 days' notice without cause is a fantastic move. That way, what that means is that tenants are less fearful around being kicked out or retaliated against if they do complain to their landlord about issues. Yep, they had legal protections around that in the past, but it's really difficult to prove and to put that into practice. Also increasing the notice periods for some situations from 42 to 63 days, like if the landlord wants to move into the property, is, again, it's a small positive step which does recognise that it's the tenant's house, it's their home first and foremost, and also in the current housing crisis, tenants need more time to find other accommodation. That said, though, a lot of tenants are still struggling to find housing within those timeframes, and it's even just some of the smaller things as well, improving protections for tenants to make minor amendments to the property is just about recognising that it's your home and you should be able to live in it, use it, put the pictures up, secure a shelf like you would in any other home. We are also really excited and pleased to see the introduction of protections for family violence survivors. This is something that we've been lobbying really hard for, and with these changes, someone who has to leave a tenancy due to family violence will be able to give 2 days' notice to either terminate the tenancy or take themselves off the tenancy, provided they've got some sort of supporting statement, which is a massive win for people in those situations who are really vulnerable and previously had to potentially go through the tenancy tribunal process to get themselves off a fixed-term tenancy, which is inappropriate, unfair, didn't work. So that's certainly one change that we are really excited about.
What was it like for renters previous to this? What have you witnessed as a tenant advocacy group?
Yeah, the biggest issues we usually see for tenants are evictions and terminations of tenancies, whether that's been given a 90-day notice, potentially lawfully, or you just don't have anywhere else to go, and looking at how we can try and extend that, change it, and ensure that the tenants get a fair go. Following that, really substandard housing, cold, mouldy, damp houses, and also quiet enjoyment, your right to actually live in your home in peace and quiet without being harassed. by your landlord are the main issues that we deal with, and a whole host of other things in between. To be honest, I don't expect that to change substantially either with the bill. Tenants are still going to face their tenancies ending, still living in cold, damp and mouldy houses. What it does do is it gives a little bit more protection, and it will also increase penalties substantially for landlords who are breaking the law, on average about 50 to 80%. So previously, for example, if your landlord wasn't maintaining your home, they weren't doing their job, you could be awarded up to $4,000 in damages at the tribunal. When this law comes into effect, that will be increasing to up to $7,200 in damages. So hopefully that will deter landlords, and it will also support tenants to get a bit more of a fair go when they go to the tribunal and acknowledge actually the impact of substandard housing, of tenancy issues on them.
Did you find that tenants found it difficult to stand up for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. There is a massive power imbalance between tenants and landlords. We see that in the previous and even in this legislation, where landlords are still able to terminate a tenancy for a whole range of reasons, and tenants are fearful. You're massively dependent on getting a good reference from your landlord as well to find another property, and that is something that landlords can hold over tenants. Going to the tribunal, it's a long process, it's a public process, and that we know that there are a number of landlords out there who, if they see that a tenant has been to the tribunal, they will be less likely to take the tenant on or just not take them altogether. So tenants are working from that massive power imbalance, which this bill does take some steps to remedy. We're also, what it will also mean is that tenants can apply to or can have the order or their name suppressed in a number of circumstances. If you're less worried about your name going on a public record as a tenant, you'll be more empowered to go to the tribunal and get a fair go that way.
So would you say that this legislation has shifted the balance of power between renters and landlords, but there's still further to go?
Yeah, it's certainly shifted the balance a little bit towards tenants in what is a really positive way, but there is a lot more to be done. Shifted a little bit, but it's still really been tinkering around the edges of the current renting system and the Tenancies Act that we have.
National MP Alfred Nuttall has called this bill the, quote, "I hate the landlord's bill." Do you think that this law is anti-landlord?
Absolutely not. What this bill does is it takes a very small step towards restoring a fair balance between tenants and landlords. It is absolutely not, by any stretch, an anti-landlord bill. I've actually spoken with several landlords myself who have said that they are quite comfortable with this bill. They've got nothing to worry about, and actually decent landlords do not have anything to be worried about with this bill. In fact, what it actually does is, in many ways, improves landlords' options around tenants now have to give more notice to end their tenancy. That is a negative impact on tenants that will benefit landlords. As much as we disagree with it, it's a part of the bill. There is now also going to be more clarity around when the tribunal can terminate a tenancy in the event of that lower level or ongoing antisocial behaviour, whereas previously that was much less defined. So actually, we're talking about some very minor, very sensible reforms to recognise the fact that over or approximately one out of every three households today is renting. It is not an anti-landlord bill by any means, and it has a lot more, a long way to go towards actually making life substantially better for tenants in New Zealand.
And what about concerns raised that the protections risk decreasing supply and driving up rents?
I think there's been a lot of scaremongering around the impacts of this bill. First of all, we know that it is really a minority of cases, according to most of the research that is cited, in which 90-day notices are used, let alone for antisocial behaviour. So actually you're benefiting the majority of tenants for something that the likes of the New Zealand Property Investors Federation acknowledge is not even a major issue when it comes to how often it occurs. Yep, there may be some landlords that will sell up their properties, but at the end of the day, being a landlord is a business, and it's also about putting a roof over someone's head. If landlords are not prepared to do that properly and professionally, then they should get out of the market. And what that will also do is free up more homes for first home buyers to purchase, or those homes will then be transferred to other landlords who will hopefully be prepared to follow the law and meet their obligations. So there's a lot of scaremongering, which I believe is massively overhyped, and we look forward to seeing the benefits to tenants that this bill will bring, although there's still a long way to go.
Earlier this week, a list was released detailing properties owned by MPs. Many own residential properties, while only 8 MPs do not own any property. How do you think this has shaped our tenancy laws?
Hugely. Very large numbers of MPs in Parliament who are landlords shows that that is not representative of our society, and it is certainly not representative of the day-to-day realities and challenges facing tenants. And we then see number of MPs and parties which have been frankly inaccurate and are doing a lot of scaremongering around the bill and what it will mean. We also see the sort of moderating influence of MPs who maybe, even if they are seen as slightly more renter-friendly parties, who are not willing to tackle some of those more fundamental issues facing tenants, like out-of-control rent increases. So it's definitely an issue, very much the same when it comes to local council, local government level as well.
And just to close off, where would you like to see renting policies go with the next government?
There's a long way to go with renting policies. The priorities for us is that tenants need to pay a livable rent. You shouldn't be forced to choose between keeping a roof over your head and putting food on the table, which is why we need to see rent control legislation that will limit the ability of landlords to increase rents and ensure that no one should pay more than a living rent, which is internationally agreed to be around 25-30% of your income. Tenants are still stuck with the burden of being the ones to complain about issues with their property, being the ones who have to go to the tribunal if they are living in a dangerous and substandard house. That needs to change. The onus should be on the landlords to provide a warm, dry and healthy home, and that's why we need to see, and we really want to see, a rental warrant fitness system. Tenants are also being taken advantage of by cowboy property managers. It's something all of us, friends, family or ourselves, have had experiences with property managers who should either not be in the business or need to seriously improve their practice, which is why we want to see regulation of property managers in the government. And there's also a lot of people that are still falling between the cracks with the current tenancy legislation. If you are a flatmate, if you live in the same house, same premises as the owner, you're not covered under the Tenancies Act and you effectively have no rights. These are some often really vulnerable tenants who have no rights. And we really want to see the government take action to extend tenancy rights to these vulnerable tenants in whatever form, so that they actually have some kind of a legal protection to guarantee reasonable security and a safe roof over their heads. Those are the main issues we're wanting to see, but there's certainly a lot more to go that I'd be more than happy to talk about with anyone who wants to campaign for more change.
95 BFM Democracy Cares.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.